Interlock. Begin. Activate. Imagination sequence. Initiate. Transpositioning mode. Lock.
Guess who's doing it for you? You wouldn't want to know. Do it.
Yeah, do it, man.
Phase.
Do it!
The dual phase way.
Probably only in San Francisco would you see a television show in which boy meets boy, entitled The Gay Dating Game. The show debuts tonight with young male contestants selecting a date from Bachelors number 1, 2, and 3. Producer Marty Chapkin says the cable television show is done in the spirit of fun. One of the questions is, your mother is coming to visit. How do you tell her you're living with the boy down the block?
This is the movie maker again. You want to know why Dan isn't here, by the way? I'm messing around here with this machine. I hope it's working, right? Anyhow, oh boy, it's noisy in here. The reason why I'm down here for 3 weeks is because he's holding me hostage, and he's torturing me with his food. You want to know what? Hot cakes and cold pizza. Isn't that terrible? But let me tell you something. Feedback, please. I'll never do it again. I mean, just get me out of here, anybody. I'm desperate. Dan.
Hi. Coming up, we've got more comments this week. No more happiness.
Absolutely not.
We had too many complaints last. No, is that compliments? I don't know. We'll be hearing more from you, the people out there, on the new dual phase. And we got once again Paul Mack. He really likes it here. Here's your pay.
Oh, you give me a penny today, and then some. Let me tell you something, though. Theodorus Borkus is from the world beyond. He's down there somewhere. But all I can say is, feedback, get me out of here, please. Dan, I turned on your machine ahead of time so I could just get it warmed up. You know what I mean.
You did what?
I did nothing. Anyway, let's get into some comments, Dan. Mine are getting a little boring, I know that.
Announcing a new line called The Right Track, brought to you by Casey of Arleta.
You're on that track, you're on the wrong track, because the track here is the right track, which makes it wrong in a sense.
Dr. B of L.A. You have the right to your opinion, and I respect that, but your opinion is one of the many reasons why the voters do not elect libertarians or the like to any public office of any importance whatsoever.
Well, that is the most interesting intro I've ever heard. This is Dave of Culver City here with a comment about the idea of getting out of school later in June. Well, as you know, the hot weather is coming on, and of course, everybody is anxious to get out of school. Well, of course, an idea for those who probably are listening to the line right now, who are probably with the school board, or probably a school teacher, or something like that, or a student who might suggest it to your teachers, you might suggest the idea of starting school later in September, like September 25th or something like that, in the latter part of September, and end at the later part of June. Reasons being are, number one, it is very hot, especially in September, and that's when the Indian summer comes on, and it still feels like summer. Number two, you can get out when summer starts and get back into school when school begins in the fall. So that's kind of a little bit of a philosophy. So right now, this is Dave of Culver City saying goodbye from a step phone.
This is Jeff of Watts.
Blue face, you got a great line. It's a new side. Don't you like those business? I'm feeling you the one to keep your line, did it? So why don't you not call, so we can call it? Thank you.
Sean of North Hollywood. On the last tape, you left a comment inquiring as to whether or not David North Hollywood's voice has changed, and you said he sounded like a girl. First of all, I don't think anyone is interested in knowing if David North Hollywood's voice has changed. And second, I don't think you should be telling people that they sound like girls. After all, you certainly wouldn't like it if someone said you sounded like a guy. You should be more careful. This has been a comment by Kevin of North Hollywood.
Al Bernay responding to Dr. B about government interference. Dr. B, I'm a victim of it. I own my own business, and they are almost destroying it. I'll give more details on a future tape, as I don't know how long this tape will allow me to record on it.
The alternative. Do not take only as directed. Do your own thing.
This is Kip of Santa Monica, and my comment is to David in Hollywood. What you said about music is that you really don't care for it, and then you turn around and then you say you like Star Wars. Well, if you don't like music, and Dual Phase has a lot of comments on music, I suggest that you do not call this line. You obviously don't enjoy the line. There are probably a lot of people who are sick of all this Empire Strikes Back. It's a movie, you know, I don't care for it myself. I think that other people do, and if people leave their comments and Dan plays them, and you don't want to hear them, don't call this line, call feedback or something else. Thank you.
So we have some clown out there that doesn't like Empire Strikes Back. Well, let me tell you something. I'm striking back to your rebuttal. Anybody who didn't like that film is a fool, an absolute fool. Well, I didn't particularly care for it, but for any of you nuts out there and crazies who didn't like Empire, we have something coming up that you just might like.
I doubt it.
Anyway, look, you people, I mean, you just... Dan is still so... Dan, get away from that, will you? Every time I try to say something, you fade out.
Yeah, this is Dino from Van Nuys asking that many people who have not heard about the most growing sport in the world, water skiing. I know how many ski bums are out there, and I'm sure there's plenty out in this part of California, and I feel that all you skiers should be most enthusiastic to get your friends, buy more boats. Who in the hell wants to live on the southern shores of California? I'd rather, when the earthquake comes, I'd rather be in my boat in the middle of the ocean, floating around, have a great time skiing. It's a sport that is going very fast. Boats are not expensive. Everyone should pitch in and get one. People should be friends and get together at the river frequently. There are nearby lakes throughout Southern California that are most pleasant, enjoyable. All right. Hope everyone has a super summer, and for sure, we'll take my boat out. I'll see you guys at the lake, Lake Cass Steak. If not, wintertime skiing's done at Long Beach Marine Stadium in Long Beach. I personally do ski shows in Lake Havasu, Nevada. So they have to all come out there and get crazy. And a lot of my buddies and lots of friends and girls and guys, we all go out and have a super time. Lake Havasu, Lake Ming, and Berkeley there. We camp out, have a super time for sure. All right. Have a good summer. Ciao, ciao.
A Dual Phase production presents...
Star Wars, Episode 12. As the Empire struggles beneath the weight of its own decrepitude, a new force springs from within the galaxy. Pizza Wars!
Ship has just arrived.
Have the pilot escorted to my quarters.
Yes, Lord Vader.
Yes.
Admiral Pizoff to see you, Lord Vader.
Come in. I'm expecting an important delivery, Admiral. I thought you should be here when it arrives. Have you located the new Rebel stronghold yet?
Not as yet, Your Supremacy. We have drones searching the galaxy from the slime pits of Zakram to the Oriental massage parlors of Van Nuys. As soon as we have any data as to their whereabouts, I will notify you immediately.
For your sake, I hope you find them soon. My patience is wearing thin.
Woo!
Yes, who is there?
Pizza man!
Come in.
Here's your pizza, chef salad, coleslaw, and oh yes, 2 gallons of old ration steamy.
Did they remember to put double cheese on it?
Well, it says so on the ticket. I guess they did.
I'd better have a look. Last time it was cold and the cheese was stuck to the top of the box. Just as I suspected. Not only is there no extra cheese, but they've forgotten the green pepper as well.
Green pepper? You ate green pepper? Here, let me take a look at the ticket. Large pizza with extra cheese, sausage, meatball, Wookiee, onion, and green pepper. Oh no, I must have delivered your pizza to that dual phase massage parlor on Van Nuys Boulevard.
You fool. I should have you skinned alive for this.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Vader. If you want, I could go back and get you a new one.
Lord Vader, the scanners have just detected a Rebel battle fleet approaching at light speed. They will enter this sector within seconds.
Don't bother me now. I'm upset as it is.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but...
Never mind. How much do I owe you?
$12,472.47.
Very well, I'll just write a check.
Excuse me, sir. We don't take checks.
You dare to question the credit of Darth Vader, commander of the Imperial Fleet, last of the Jedi Warriors?
I'm sure it's a good check. It's just against company policy.
Lord Vader, the Rebel forces are overtaking the fleet by storm. Some strange force has rendered our defenses inoperable.
Luke Skywalker is using the Force against us. I must be alone to concentrate my powers against them.
Hey Jack, what about this bill? I don't have all day, you know.
Leave me alone. I must concentrate.
Your impeccableness, a Rebel detachment has penetrated the hull. We may not be able to hold the bridge.
Darkest powers of the Force, I command thee, let there be...
Hey, Jack, come on, I got deliveries to make.
Be silent, darkest powers.
The closest one is 25,000 light years away.
Silence.
Vader!
Luke, my son, why don't you come in and make yourself comfortable? Take your weapons off.
It's too late, Pops. Prepare to die.
Your power is strong, Luke, but you cannot defeat me.
Well, if you can't pay for this pizza, Jack, I'm gonna have to take it back.
No way, just...
Jesus, this is disgusting. It's bleeding on my shoes.
I owe you my life. If you hadn't distracted him, he would have beaten me. You helped save the universe from dual phase tapes.
Yeah, yeah, well, if you're really grateful, why don't you just buy the food and throw in a nice fat tip, huh?
This tale of galactic warfare and bad nutrition was brought to you by Dorcas Formus and Dan Dualphase.
Wait a minute, I did the breathing. Couldn't you smell my bad breath?
I've listened to Dualphase for the past 2 weeks, and I've heard that Paul Mack, special guest, has been on. I really think he's funny. He really does Don Knotts good, and I really like him a lot. I wish that you'd have him on more often, because he's a funny guy. He's really, you know, I just don't know how to put it. I think it's great, this program that you're running, and I'd like to hear Paul Mack on it more often. You know, and he does other impressions, too, I gather from the phone when I've been listening. I'd like to hear him on more often, though. I really would appreciate it if you put him on more often. Thanks a lot for listening to me, and, you know, I think it's really great what you're doing. Goodbye.
Thank you for that last comment, Dan. We know I have fans, but, you know, there's no point in discussing how great I am. We already know, you know, but, no, actually, he didn't mention his name, if you notice. That's because I told him not to. I mean, I will say I'd like to hear him on the line more, Dan, because I think he leaves intelligent comments.
That's your opinion.
Now, wait a minute here. I thought it was good. What do you folks think? I can't hear any replies, folks.
Well, if you want to reply to that and more, you can leave it on the new Dualphase input line at 213-506-4848. That's 506-4848. Also, you people in LA, you can call us at 877-9910. That's 877-9910.
This is Tom. I'm in Van Nuys. I think this draft thing is a bunch of bullshit. I've been in the service. I know a lot of people that have. I'm not very happy with the whole thing for the simple reason that, it's not necessary. It's not going to do us any damn good to do this. The senator that's trying to promote the thing, what's his face, schmucko, you know? It's crazy. It's just more government money being wasted. And why don't you people leave some comments on this damn thing and get it together, peeps?
Well, actually, I'm for the draft because it is so hot in this place. I mean, let a little air in or something. Hey, open the window. It's terrible. No, draft is very good, and I think it's great. But, bloop, I think that beats out your draft root beer. Just go home and cry on feedback's shoulder.
Wow, what an input. Anyway, here's a little thing I recently came across. In Phoenix, through a billing error, a deceased individual's phone bill continued to be forwarded to his next of kin for 3 months after he and the phone were disconnected. Because the subscriber himself had not been the one to notify the company, it insisted upon payment. His survivors refused, even when confronted with the company's wonderful logic. Quote, "We cannot be expected to know when a subscriber dies and wants his service discontinued. He should have called us before he died." Unquote. This has been a comment from BBH. Goodbye.
All right, now I'm going to do it right now. This is Dino. I live in Van Nuys. And right now, 11 o'clock here on this Saturday evening, I'm very upset. In Italian, you say che faccio stunaggio. I'm mad. I just watched the Miss America beauty pageant, and I'm pissed. They let a man of comedy host this 1 year show, this once a year show, Miss America Beauty Pageant, was hosted by Bobby Van of Make Me Laugh. Now, if that isn't a joke, this man's wardrobe this evening was despiteful, pitiful, and unaccepted by millions of Americans who watched this evening. The pants were too long. The coat, this guy has gained so much weight, he is such a pig. The coat was, his tuxedo was just bulging open, his white shirt was hanging out a drop. It was absolutely disgusting. And worst of all, to show you where the hell the world's going, downhill is where it's going, may I add. Just to show you, Channel 9, Channel 9 actually had this on TV. Channel 9 hosted it when one of the finest broadcasting systems, NBC, has been doing it for the past 40 years. I mean, come on, what are we going to? Why in the hell did Channel 4 host this beauty pageant? If, I mean, Miss America Beauty Pageant, it was hosted in such a manner that I would never look at another woman in my life. He made these women seem appear like tramps. The way it was done, the director will receive my letter shortly, believe me. The person who was in charge of this manhandling of this beautiful program that I enjoy because we live for love, and yes, women is a man's love. And I don't know, I'm very upset. I can't believe the way the show was ran. This year they let the ladies walk up to Bobby Van and pick a question out of his hand. And the ladies, in their subconscious, tried to answer this question right off the bat. And it was known to the audience that these questions were not ever asked in the previous interview with these American pageant runners. For those who watched it, tell me you wanted to get sick to your stomach. What is the world coming to? Please, can someone really help me out on this one? I appreciate Bob Barker, the one who's been doing it for many years, and I don't believe it. I just can't believe it. Let me hear some comments, please. I will be calling back listening. My main topic is the pageant was ran on Channel 9. It was done by a comedian of no taste and no class to even dress himself properly. He manhandled these women, which we love very dearly, that is, pardon me. Yes, men, women are the opposite sex, and we are supposed to be attracted to them, not discouraged, as this man represented them. Let this Bobby Van go back to Make Me Laugh and do a two-hit series and never show again on TV, I hope. And plus, he had enough nerve to say, we'll see you next year. No class at all. The show had no class. The women were tripping over the cords. Couldn't even express themselves due to the nervousness, due to the crummy jokes that this man was impressing towards the women. And yes, such words well, I won't give you no example. I don't want to make you no sicker than you are. Let me hear some comments. Thank you again. This is Dino of Van Nuys. Thank you for this opportunity. It is one of the greatest things I've gotten into recently. And you all have a good evening. Ciao.
Pete Hollywood, I gotta say, the last tape you did was outstanding. The production, the quality of that, my God, it came up to dual phase standards. It's outstanding. Keep it up, Dan. We appreciate it. Catch you later.
Hello, this is Danny from Hollywood. And I'm just referring to that woman who was commenting promoting Proposition 9. Now, whoever is Proposition 9 has to be ridiculous. It will cut out all school activities except the basic reading, writing, and arithmetic, and me majoring in theater would not have a chance to learn anything. So I think she's totally wrong, and she's got a spell.
Telephone, Mrs. Johnson.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. And I was wondering if you could do a price check as far as mileage would go from here to a Santa Ana number in 714.
Okay, you want a price check for mileage?
Yeah.
To the 714 area. Have your telephone number?
Yes, my telephone number would be 506-5757.
Okay, and may I have your address, please?
Yes, 705.
No, I would have to check with another department to get this information. Okay, well, sir, I don't know if I can get the information, you know.
Could you attempt to?
Can you hold on a moment?
Sure, please.
Okay. Okay. For the mileage, 345.60.
Okay. It's not as cheap a door, it's not.
No.
We'll be right back.
listening. I know you are. Regarding your number on playback, once you do it, as far as the tape goes, your tape will be announced, and once you get my disclaimer off there, well, that's another story in fact.
Let me disclaim something. Look, be back again here. Please, help!
I gotta get out of here! This is ridiculous! They're torturing me! Day and night! Night and day! They're making me listen to this theme song over and over again! It's terrible! It's taking up his time!
Crazy! Well, we are crazy! Oh, well, I don't know.
Hi, Regina! We know you're out there!
Well, all I can say is that Star Wars episode, The Pizza Man Strikes Back or something like that, was great.
That sounds good.
You asked for a sequel, you got it.
Hey, all I can say is the greeting was the best scene. I mean, that was my part. They wouldn't even know that.
The management refuses to accept responsibility for opinions viewed on this network.
Do it. That's all, folks.
Have a dual phase date. Have a dual phase date. Have a dual phase date. Have a dual phase date.